From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of the Russian influence in last year's U.S. election, a probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller. He has been looking at allegations the Trump campaign may have colluded with Russia to win the election. Mueller also is examining the possibility the president may have tried to interfere with the Russia investigation. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is President Donald Trump's spokesperson.
There's still no evidence of collusion between the president and anyone. If any collusion took place, it would be between the DNC and the Clintons. And I think we're starting to now see that all of the things that the Democrats had accused this president of doing, they were actually guilty of themselves. And I think that's a really big problem that should be certainly looked at.
The Mueller probe is also examining possible financial ties between Russian businesses and members of the Trump campaign. Public anger is rising in the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico as details emerge about a no-bid contract awarded to a little-known U.S. company to restore the island's power grid, which was destroyed by Hurricane Maria. U.S. lawmakers have begun demanding closer scrutiny of the $300 million contract awarded to a company based in the U.S. state of Montana, in the hometown of the U.S. Interior Secretary. He hasn't denied any role in the contract. Even before the U.S. State Department determines whether ongoing atrocities by Myanmar's military against ethnic Rohingya Muslims qualify as ethnic cleansing, members of Congress are trying to pressure the Myanmar leader to speak out more forcefully on the issue. More than 600,000 Rohingya have left Myanmar for Bangladesh in recent months. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Spanish region of Catalonia that once enjoyed a considerable amount of autonomy is now under the direct control of Madrid. The Spanish prime minister dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted Friday in favor of independence from Spain. In addition to dismissing parliament, the prime minister, Mariano Rajoy, has called for snap Catalan elections on December 21st and has stripped Catalonia's most senior police officials of their powers. The resolution to secede from Spain was drafted and presented to Catalonia's parliament by the more radical separatist factions of the regional coalition headed by the Catalonian president, Carles Puigdemont, and passed by 70 votes in favor, 10 against, and 2 blank votes. United States and South Korean defense leaders say that they have military options and enough countermeasures to respond to the accelerating threats by North Korea. Speaking to reporters in Seoul, the U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis said North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and his regime threaten peace and stability of South Korea. Mattis also denied the possibility the U.S. would accept North Korea as a nuclear power.
Our combined effort is to deter that sort of threat or to have military options, many different military options, that would realistically reduce that threat as low as possible. And yes, we do have those options.
United States and South Korean defense leaders say that they will continue to put pressure on the North. The political crisis in Spain deepened as lawmakers in the Catalan regional parliament voted to officially declared the independent from Madrid, Henry Ridgewell reports.
In a vote boycotted by the opposition Friday, regional lawmakers voted to declare independence from Spain. Catalonia's president called on supporters to remain peaceful.
You will have to maintain the momentum of this country in the coming hours, particularly where peace, civic responsibility, and dignity are concerned.
Just over an hour later, Madrid delivered its response. Senators voted to approve the triggering of Article 155 of the Constitution, allowing the government to dissolve the Catalan parliament. After an emergency cabinet meeting, the prime minister announced he would impose direct rule on Catalonia and called snap regional elections. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
And I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.